I'm Alan Lytle for 91.3 WUKY, where it is time for another edition of Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature interviews from the collection. Good day to you, Doug.
It's good to be here.
Doug, it is hard to believe, but Lex 250 is already over.
Right, and it's our job at the Nunn Center to document. So throughout last year, 250 Lex offered cultural, historical, and community events from music, literature, art celebrations to historical commemorations, programming, civic gatherings, and monthly themed activities, all designed to celebrate 250 years of Lexington's history, its identity, and its people.
And now it's all in the rearview mirror.
Yes. So the Nunn Center is doing what it does, and so we did a series of projects that were Lexington-focused on the archive side, getting interviews prepared to be online that were Lexington-focused. But we also conducted some interview projects that were focused on Lexington history. One of those interviewing initiatives involved interviewing Mayor Linda Gorton. The interview was conducted by McJeffries, and it was really designed to document the events and the activities of 250 Lex.
I thought, okay, I'm going to have a commission. We'll call it the 250 Lex Commission. I'll have co-chairs, because I think it's always good with a big effort to have two people leading, and appoint people to it. It has turned out to be a really good thing that we had a commission of people who were willing to work on this. And there are ambassadors for each month of the year who take it upon themselves to help plan and execute the various activities, and every month had a theme. I mean, it got very organized that way, and it's worked out beautifully.
Of course, this was too big of a job for one person. So Mayor Gorton talks about assembling the team to successfully pull off this year-long celebration.
I like to empower people. The more people we get empowered on different issues and different activities like this, the better. Because this was for all of Lexington, right? Not just a few people. And it was about all of Lexington and about all of our history and about looking into the future.
As a student of Lexington history, throughout this interview, the mayor is connecting the past and the present. And so in this moment, the mayor is really talking about that sense of civic pride at the founding of Lexington and connecting it to the present and to the future.
To a certain degree, we have always been a forward-thinking community. What's the next step to progress? You know, we would never have been founded if people didn't think that way when they came here. They were thinking ahead. Great place for a town, a settlement. And that just kept going in people's thinking. And, you know, Transylvania, I'm always fascinated. They had the first medical school west of the Alleghenies. Now, it doesn't exist today, but then we had the University of Kentucky, land-grant university, come in 1865. Medical school came. I mean, it's very interesting. I think the pioneering spirit has carried through somehow. I'm not sure how that carries through.
Right.
I don't know that it carries through genetically, but it does carry through in people's ways of thinking and people's ways of wanting to be better and wanting to do the next best thing. We're highly educated. We still continue to innovate right here. And you think about throughout our history things like, you know, IBM came, IBM transformed Lexington in the 50s. That was forward thinking, right? Our urban service boundary, the growth boundary, first one in the nation. That was very forward-thinking. But you look at all those steps going kind of fast through history, but the vote to merge our city and our county was huge in our history. The vote to be nonpartisan, it's one of the greatest gifts our forefathers gave us, is we don't have to pay attention to political parties when we make our decisions for the city.
And here's to the next 250 years in our great town. And this interview is available online.
It is at KentuckyOralHistory.org.
Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Have a good one.
Thanks for having me.